Well, Australia claims to be making great strides in the space race, despite being late to the game. But Australian companies say they are forced to rely on overseas investors because there's not enough interest here. There are also calls for government investment in domestic launch capabilities so Australian technology can be tested in space from Australian territory. The government agency responsible for the space industry was quizzed on its progress in parliamentary hearings today. Mario Christodoulou reports.
It's the dead of night, and on a dusty plain in southeast Queensland near Toowoomba, a machine is rumbling to life. It's a rocket thruster. It stutters and then fires up, igniting and lighting up the ground with a blazing white flame which stretches for metres. These are the beginnings of Australia's space industry. But impressive as this is, in the global space race, Australia isn't even close to the front of the pack. The global space economy is worth an estimated $540 billion and is forecasted to grow to over $1.4 trillion in 20 years. But Australia contributes only around 1% to that. Today, the Parliament's Standing Committee on Innovation and Science heard that Australia's space capability is growing. Anthony Murphy, Deputy Head of the Australian Space Agency, told the hearing technology is making it cheaper and easier to reach the stars.
We've moved from the 1960s and the big Saturn V rockets. We're in a place where the technology is smaller. We're able to do innovation cycles a lot quicker.
Around 2.5 years ago, the government announced its civil space strategy aimed at tripling the size of the industry from $4 billion to $12 billion. And so far, Australia's capabilities, the inquiry heard today, has begun to attract international attention.
NASA comes to Australia and they can't believe what we can do with those big yellow trucks up in the Pilbara. They don't have that level of automation, and that's why Australia is at the table looking at these opportunities.
But the business of putting satellites into space isn't cheap. Many Australian businesses rely on overseas investment, which calls for the government to do more to help. Adam Gilmore is the chief executive of Gilmore Space, an Australian company which makes rockets.
The technology in space takes time and money to develop, and if the government can provide funding to get technology up to a level that is qualified for space, that allows Australian companies to then compete in the global space supply chain.
He says the importance of having a local space industry has grown and is now an issue of national sovereignty.
I mean, the reality is we rely on other countries' satellites right now for a tremendous amount of things that we do and we don't even think about. And so people just don't realise how much they use space, and they don't realise that they're relying on the assets, satellites and the rockets of other countries to do it.
Mark Skidmore is Executive Director of Skycraft, a startup that develops satellites. He says his company is reliant on money from investors, and most of the big money is overseas.
You know, I want to see companies like ours stay sovereign as well, so we can provide the Australian people with the opportunity to grow and develop and control a space services company.
One of the major obstacles he faces is testing his technology, or in other words, getting it into space. Quite simply, it costs a lot of money.
One of the concepts or ideas that we had was around, rather than just providing grants or money, actually fund launches and letting small companies get their systems onto that launch. So a ride share on a launch.
The Australian Space Agency is starting to take the first tentative steps towards constructing this sort of infrastructure, building a mission control in South Australia and a tracking facility in Tasmania. One particular motivation in Australia is the rapid militarisation of space in other countries. Just last month, the new US Secretary of Defence, Lloyd J. Austin, a retired four-star Army general, referred to space as a warfighting domain, describing rival superpower China as a significant threat. Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce is the chair of the committee. He wants the intellectual property behind Australian advancements to remain here because he says keeping an edge over rivals, like China, is vital to our national security.
It is absolutely vital in a modern defence platform that we have competent and advanced space technology.
Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce, Mario Christodoulou with that report.